Welcome to Good Returns TV. I'm Philip McAllister. Joining me today is Richard Clippin, the outgoing CEO of the Financial Services Council. Welcome, Richard. 7 years in New Zealand?
Kia ora, Phil. 8.5 in total.
8.5. Yeah. And I just found out you're a Spurs supporter.
Yeah, Spurs and Man United. Yeah. I can't make up my mind.
Oh, well, there you go. Hopefully it's the Phoenix as well.
Yeah, and the Phoenix.
Yeah. So tell me, thinking back, so you first came to New Zealand in a chief distribution officer role, sovereign.
That's correct, yeah.
And so I guess that was quite a big decision, but that role didn't actually last that long. How was that? You got here and you suddenly, you know, the role you came disappeared.
Yeah, look, it was a big decision. You know, as a family, my kids were a lot younger then, but we kind of had a chat as a family about, you know, what do we want to do that's different? We had a fabulous life in Sydney, and the opportunity at Sovereign came up, and I thought, wow, it's New Zealand. I've always loved New Zealand. I've been coming here since I was a kid of 15, I think, the first time I got here. And Sovereign was an absolutely awesome business, still is today as AIA. But, you know, the business was going through change, and the banks were deleveraging out of life insurance, and, you know, one thing led to another. And then the FSC opportunity came up, and, it's been a great
surprise. It must have been quite a surprise at the time and sort of,
Oh, look, I've been in corporate life long enough to know that there's swings and roundabouts. Yeah. Stuff happens.
Yeah. So you end up with this FSC gig, which I guess you weren't expecting. So when I look back, you leave a pretty big legacy here with the FSC with what you've built and where the organisation is now. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see who replaces you and where they go to. But can we sort of talk a little bit about, you know, the things you've done at the FSC, and when you look back, you know, what are some of the real achievements that you're proud of?
Yeah, look, you know, the FSC of 2016 was an organisation that had a mission, a purpose, but had got into a bit of strife. Members were leaving, you know,
There was a lot of conflict at that time, and the life insurers all threw their toys out of the cot, didn't they?
It was a really tough time. So, you know, I've always believed in the value of professional bodies. This is my second role running an industry organisation, and I've always had a view that when you bring people together and focus on the stuff that brings us together, unites us. So in our capacity, helping New Zealanders make good financial decisions, giving them confidence and so on. If you focus on that level, everyone wants to participate. When you participate at the competitor level, that can end in tears. And I saw in the New Zealand marketplace, like, a real opportunity at that stage. It was just the life insurers and the KiwiSaver investment players, mostly the big end of town. But, you know, New Zealand's a place where, you know, you need certain scale, so you need to collaborate. And what we've built, what I'm really proud of, is we've built this umbrella organisation that has gone from 29 members to 120 members, that incorporates life, it now incorporates health, it's KiwiSaver and investment. We talk a lot about financial advice. We talk a lot about, most recently, the Empower Women Initiative. And, you know, there's professionals all over the sector who have come into this community and help build a fantastic community, and we've always kept it at the higher purpose, and people really, really connect to that.
So that's a really interesting point, because if I go back over my, you know, 30-odd years in the industry and I look at the FSC and its predecessors, you know, the ISI and all these other organisations, you know, one of the things which they always seem to trip up on is that the members are always competing with each other in the marketplace, and that made it very difficult for them to function in an organisation like this. So how have you managed to get them to take away that competitive approach and work together, you know, for the good of the industry?
I think there's two things. One is you've got to have some guidelines and some rules around how you govern yourselves, and that is, we're here to focus on the vision of the organisation. When I started, the vision was, you know, be the voice of the sector. So it was a policy advocacy-led one. And in 21, we actually revolutionised. I don't think we realised how big it was going to be, but we became a very consumer-led organisation. So focusing on financial confidence and well-being for Kiwis, which is really part of everyone's mission. And then on the other hand, being the voice of the sector. So guidelines and rules was one. Second one is give everyone a voice and a place to play. You know, there are big and there are small. It's a contest of ideas. You shouldn't just rule the world because you're big. There's a lot of great ideas across the spectrum. And then, of course, the third one is, you know, I think what Rob and I have brought to the table is, you know, capable, competent, steady leadership, because, you know, there are wrangles. Sometimes you do have to smack heads together.
So how often have you had to smack heads together?
Not often, to be fair, because if you get A and B sorted, there's much less of C, and that's really been the story of the last probably 7 years.
And you know, coming back to that original question, you know, a real big highlight for you, what, you know, something that you've achieved, what else would you put into that category?
Look, I think the way we've brought the regulators, the politicians, the sector and the consumer sector together has been really powerful. You know, you've turned up to many of our big events. They are flagship events. They are things that matter. They do bring all the stakeholders together. And to our earlier football conversation, in many ways we're all tribal. We want to belong to somewhere. And there's a fantastic tribe, which is the FSC community, where people belong and they come and learn, they hang out with their mates, they participate in a bigger issue. So anytime we bring the community together, you know, that's always fantastic. And then we've also done a lot of the research and insight and data conversation. So if you're going to have a conversation politically or with regulators, come from a position of knowledge and insight and expertise. And so that's really helped us build our media voice and to tell our story.
And on the flip side, what do you leave which you wish you'd have achieved but you haven't quite got there yet?
Look, I think probably the biggest one is we've just released our financial resilience report today. You know, New Zealand's are doing it really tough. Unemployment's just going up from 4 to 4.3%. 70% of people are concerned and worry about money daily, weekly or monthly. So we collectively haven't equipped New Zealand with the right skills or enough of the right skills to kind of navigate good times and bad. Mm-hmm. So this kind of consumer capability, consumer literacy discussion is one I think the sector should play a big part, can play a big part, and we're just starting to, but it's all in front of us.
And just, you know, as KiwiSaver is like the big product, and I'm interested to get your thoughts on, you know, what changes you'd like to see in KiwiSaver. And we've just had in here Scott from Consilium, and he's really big on employer contributions continuing. What would you like to see?
So last year we launched our Blueprint for Growth, because I do think the sector needs to step into the policy leadership position. If we leave it only to politicians or only to regulators, we could be waiting a long time. I think we've really got to push the envelope on. And so the Blueprint spoke about our policy positions across the FSC. Look, KiwiSaver is just such a no-brainer. It is the product, other than your bank accounts, that's the most ubiquitous for Kiwis. We've all got a KiwiSaver. So there's so much you can do with that. And when you look across the ditch and other jurisdictions, it becomes a place where you can learn to invest and to save, to make good decisions about accumulating, about protecting, and then ultimately deaccumulating or spending. So we're shouting out, we're calling out for government to step up to the plate and go, KiwiSaver, the vision for KiwiSaver is not the next 3 years, it's the next 50 years, and we need a pathway to greater contributions, greater participation, greater involvement from employers and employees, perhaps a conversation about is there opportunity to build some risk management in there. And these are the things that I think will shift the dial for all of New Zealand, and of course, it's going to be important for everyone.
So the Blueprint to Growth, which you launched at your conference at the end of last year, so the key takeout, one of the key takeouts to that, me, there was that, you know, you wanted to see the FSC become much more of a political organisation than it had before. How do you think that's going to play out with both you leaving and the chairman leaving? I mean, it's suddenly, you know, it's, and I think the other thing in the past when, you know, predecessor organisations had gone down this route, they hadn't actually been that successful. So how do you see this playing out?
So I disagree with you. I don't think we're becoming a political organisation. We're becoming a policy-led organisation. And we're agnostic politically. You know, whoever's in power is whoever's in power. Good policy resonates. So you need to build muscle memory on that. That's not easy. It's been a really hard road to hoe. It's taken us a long time to do that. Over the past 7 years, one of the other great successes has been we've really influenced policy outcomes, probably in three ways. One is every time we put a submission together, every time we put a submission together, we're helping to shape and get better outcomes, and we've got a fantastic track record there. The other thing is we've got to stop bad policy coming to the table. Now, we were pretty vocal when the NZIIS came to the table. We said it was a good idea in theory, but the implementation was poor, and we were very vocal about making sure that it didn't go further. And when GST on KiwiSaver turned up, we got very vocal on that as well. So we're in the policy conversation, have been for a while. Where we're now stepping into is the big picture stuff. What's the big vision for sectors?
It was quite interesting, though, and I acknowledge, you know, what you did in those issues. When we came into the election period last year, I thought the FSC could have been more vocal on some of the policies which have been put out there. And we've even had Minister Bailey in here, you know, admitting that some of the policies they campaigned on weren't necessarily actually that good.
So it's interesting, and I acknowledge the role of the Fourth Estate and certainly the role of Good Returns. And you did ask us a question, and we did respond, and our response was, look, in an election period, people are going to say all sorts of things, and they did say all sorts of things. When whoever wins gets into power, we'll deal with what's in front of us. And so we took the view that we don't want to be political in an election cycle because there's a lot of noise, and frankly, they're all making lots of promises. Now we're going to hold them to account.
Mm.
So that's kind of where we play.
And just finally, I mean, over your reign at the FSC, you've taken over the Health Funds Association, Women in Super, and various, you know, you nearly created a monopoly. You haven't quite got the advice sector in there. So how important do you think it is that, you know, the FSC actually gets into that space?
So I
think you wanted to get into advice, but you haven't quite got there.
So thank you, Phil. Always welcome these questions. New Zealand's a place of scale. You know, if you're going to make a difference as a professional body, you need scale, which means you need funds, which means you need the ability to actually influence outcomes. So the broad umbrella of the FSC now deals to all those things. Interestingly, in the financial advice front, financial advice is almost the enabler for many New Zealanders to make the right decisions around KiwiSaver, life insurance, health insurance, and so on. I've been in the financial advice sector for the best part of 30 years, a huge believer. And interestingly, we did the research in the FSC membership. 30% of FSC members are FAPs. And the other manufacturers who are not FAPs also distribute to financial advice. So we have a critical interest in the role of advice and financial advisors for a number of reasons. It's in the best interests of New Zealanders. We've done the research. The outperformance is huge. And the confidence they get from working with a good advisor is so important. FSC members are in the advice business, or they work with advisors. And we've always had a very collaborative view to work with Financial Advice New Zealand in its pre-forerunners. And today, when Katrina took over her role, delighted that Nick Hakes has come in as the CEO. You had him in here the other day. I thought he spoke really, really well. And I think there's an opportunity to work much more collaboratively with Financial Advice New Zealand for all interests, and that's ultimately to serve New Zealanders.
So do you see a day when Financial Advice New Zealand becomes part of the FSC?
Look, it's not going to be in my tenure, obviously. Put it this way, there are roughly 10,000 advisors in New Zealand. Having a really strong, loud, and capable financial advice representative body is of great value to everyone. And so in that regard, I wish Nick well, I wish his board well. We've already collaborating, we're actually already talking about how we might do that together. Whether there's a merger or coming together at some later point in time, it'll be up to the leaders of the day.
And do you have a view?
I think collaboration works. That's how we started with Workplace Savings. That's how we started with Empowered Women in Super. And sometimes there's a natural coming together that just works. Whether you want to have a separately run and funded organisation or bring it together, both can work. I'm pretty agnostic about it. But certainly, right at the beginning, the FSC set up a professional advice committee. We had brilliant people steering it, Tricia Edmonds and Mark Manisevich. We had a view that through regulatory change, we needed to help shape and guide and lead. As you know, we ran lots and lots of big events to help advisors think about what do I need to do to move into the new world? We didn't want to have a collateral damage where advisors said, you know what, this new regime is too difficult, we're out. And I think the success has been, the collective success has been that most advisors transitioned, that it wasn't particularly scary, that it was easy to do. I think we played our role in that. Mm.
And just coming back to leadership, what do you want to say about
So leadership in professional bodies is so important. I think the strength of the FSC has been the fact that Rob and I have worked so really effectively together for over 7.5 years. Obviously, the FSC made an announcement a little while ago that we would have chair succession after Rob's long tenure with the FSC. But as soon as the decision to my decision to leave the FSC, that's been put in abeyance. Obviously, the board's out looking for my successor. We've announced Hayley Stroud as the interim or the acting. And I think we're going to be in great shape with Rob as at the helm of the board and the incoming CE with Hayley in the interim to kind of guide and shape where the organisation will go.
Mm, awesome. Look, thank you for your time, Richard. And you know, congratulations on what you've done. You have achieved a huge amount here. So, and all the best for your new role back in Australia.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil. Look, just a call out to your members and to your watchers. You know, we came to New Zealand in 2016, knew almost nobody, leaving in really good stead. People have been warm, people have been open, people have been generous. I have two passports, a green and gold one and an all black one. So if you're coming through Sydney, please look me up. I'd love to catch up with people.
Thank you, Richard. That'd be awesome. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks.